I'm Bob McIntyre, news director at Moose FM, and joining me again today is Dr. Leanne Catton, the medical officer of health from the Porcupine Health Unit for our COVID-19 update. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me again and providing this important information across the region.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Let's start with the latest numbers. It's Monday. What happened over the weekend?
Well, some good news over the weekend, although the precautions and the direction remains the same. We're still at a critical point where we need everyone to follow the physical distancing, stay home if unwell, stay home as much as possible even if you are well. However, we did not receive any new positive cases over the weekend. So at this point in time, we've had 259 tests completed, 160 have come back negative, 10 are positive, which was the last positives were reported on Friday evening, and 89 are pending. So at this point in time, the most significant news from the last few cases that were identified was that we had a case that signals local transmission, and this means that we did not have connections to international travel nor to another case. And although we've been saying for some time now that we need to assume this, this really signals that we really need everybody to assume this. And even though we don't have cases in some of our PHU communities, it's just exceedingly important at this time for everyone to follow all the public health measures in all of our communities to try and reduce any potential spread and any potential negative impacts on our communities from COVID-19 at this point in time.
So to repeat, 6 cases in Timmins and 4 in Cochrane.
5 and 5, I believe.
5 and 5, okay. 10 total anyway. Yeah. All right, let's talk about money. We have to go out and get groceries and other essentials. Some people are still using cash. Should they be using plastic, debit, credit?
I think at this point in time, the important thing is that people can possibly get the COVID-19 infection from touching any infected object or surface, and then touching their own mouth, their nose, or possibly their eyes. The risks from handling money is no greater than touching any other commonly touched surfaces such as doorknobs and handrails, the debit machines themselves, or any other items when we're out in public. And the one concern with restricting the use of cash is that this can really impact some individuals and many individuals in our communities who depend on cash as a means for payment. And so at this point in time, really the most important thing is for people to wash their hands. The hand washing, we're looking at least 20 seconds thoroughly with soap and water between your fingers all over the place, and or with a hand sanitizer. And the other key part to this is that we need people to not touch their face. So when you haven't washed your hands or you're out in public, try not to touch your face as much as possible, especially if you have not just washed your hands. So at this point in time, I think it's reasonable to continue to accept cash. We know that many people depend on that as their only method of payment for important essentials and goods, but to continue the really strict infection prevention measures, such as hand washing.
And as everyone knows by now, it's not easy not to touch your face, scratch your nose, whatever.
Exactly.
This is taking a lot of self-discipline. Now let's talk about a revised self-assessment tool.
Right. So, on as we know, this is COVID-19 is ever evolving, and guidance changes and direction changes, and we're very fortunate to have an extremely strong leadership across Canada and in Ontario with the Public Health Agency of Canada and Dr. Theresa Tam, and in Ontario with the Ministry of Health, Public Health Ontario, Dr. David Williams, our chief MOH for the province, and Dr. Barbara Yaffe. And so we're extremely fortunate to have evidence-based and timely updates of recommendations and guidance on a regular basis. And then we share that with all of our communities and our providers. And so last week we have seen a revision to the online assessment tool that we've been, or just over the weekend, that we've been referring individuals to take prior to calling the health unit if they can, or prior to calling their primary care provider. And so we're advising that if individuals took the assessment before the 27th and they think they still have symptoms suggestive of this, to please check the tool again and take the assessment. And really we're looking at more specific instructions for those who have returned from international travel and those that may have higher risks associated with getting COVID-19. And just one other note, we've also increased our phone lines at the Porcupine Health Unit. And so if you have any questions, we are now open for calls from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
And on weekends?
On weekends, we will announce it midweek, but we have been open the last two weekends from 11 to 3, and that will likely remain the same. But we will confirm it later in the week for sure.
All right. And if you have to go out, remember the 6-foot rule, or as someone in our creative department came up with, one moose length.
Exactly. We definitely need absolutely everyone, and we are super appreciative for everyone that has been doing their part and following these recommendations. We're looking at physical distancing when you do have to be out in public, a six feet apart or 2 meters, as you've said. Remember to try and remain socially connected with family and friends and neighbors through other means. And again, the other part of it that is key is just going out for essentials and staying home as much as possible. Another important reminder, if I can, Bob.
Sure.
I think it's that at this point in time, whether individuals are tested or not, we are working with all of our healthcare providers to go through assessment tools, and clinicians are assessing across the region and making the decisions on testing. But the important thing is, no matter what, every individual is asked to self-monitor at this point in time. So to stay home as much as possible, definitely stay home if you are unwell. Self-isolate if there's suspicion for COVID-19 and contact your primary care provider or the Porcupine Health Unit, and that we need to continue to work together in this, support one another, and just assume that there's cases locally and that there's more cases locally, and take care of one another and stay safe.
Don't underestimate the contribution we in the Porcupine Health Unit area can make towards flattening that curve and getting back to life as we used to know it. Thank you, Dr. Leon Catton, Medical Officer of Health for the Porcupine Health Unit. Talk to you again Wednesday at the same time.
Thank you so much, Bob. Stay well.